From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Legislative aides to Congressman Chris Stewart organized a talk in St. George yesterday to discuss the Utah Republicans' new proposal on LGBTQ rights and religious expression. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox reports.
Stewart introduced the Fairness for All Act back in December. The bill would amend the Civil Rights Act to protect against discrimination on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity. But it would also extend exemptions for religious reasons. It's based on an anti-discrimination law passed in Utah in 2014. Tyler Deaton is with the American Unity Fund, which works with conservative lawmakers to pass LGBTQ legislation. He spoke in support of the bill.
We think that by addressing the religious freedom concerns proactively, we can do a better job of reaching across the aisle to conservative Republicans.
But civil liberties groups oppose the bill, warning that it could weaken legal protections already in place. Sydney McKimo is with the ACLU of Utah. She says the legislation would allow religious groups to discriminate against LGBTQ people.
And that is exactly against what we are fighting for and so many other groups are fighting for in this country right now.
The bill has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee, but there's been no further action. David Fox, KUER News.
Another big moment for Mitt Romney. He's defying Republican leaders at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial by insisting on witnesses, specifically former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Utah senator was the 2012 GOP presidential nominee and is now a back row Senate freshman. He may yet get his way on witnesses, though subject to criticism. Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says Romney, quote, wants to appease the left by calling witnesses who will slander Trump, end quote. Last night, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republicans that he doesn't have the votes to block the drive for new testimony. Robert Machoian isn't from Utah, but has become a Utah filmmaker. He's a BYU professor whose feature film, The Killing of Two Lovers, premiered Monday at this year's Sundance Film Festival. As KUER's John Reed reports, he and his film dive into some particularly Utah themes.
Since Robert Machoian moved to Utah 4 years ago, he says he's been running into lots of people battling moral conflicts. That is, they're trying to do the right thing, but not everyone agrees on what that is. He puts it like this.
How do you consistently live your beliefs and allow other people to live their beliefs and have love exist regardless? And that's really complicated, right?
It's the conundrum at the center of his film, about a husband who's trying to get back with his wife, but she started seeing someone else. And while each character is trying to do what they feel is right, they're creating roadblocks for each other in the process. Machoian says these kinds of conflicts are magnified in a conservative religious state like Utah, where there are strong ideas about marriage and family life.
The ideology of marriage is beautiful, right? And then the realities of marriage are more complicated.
But he says if people can start to explore their own struggles through his film, that for him is real success. John Reed, KUER News.
A new and sweeping partnership is looking at preventing and preparing for worsening wildfires in the West. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports, the first target is Colorado.
The Rocky Mountain Restoration Initiative is a collaboration of 30 different partners, including outdoor recreation interests, utility companies, wildlife nonprofits, water management agencies, and the Forest Service. Their mission is to, quote, increase the resilience of forests and communities in the face of worsening wildfires. And they're focusing first on a 750,000-acre area in southwest Colorado. The group is still in the planning stages and will be designing and implementing actual on-the-ground strategies throughout this year. Their hope is this collaborative model could expand to other parts of the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ellie Budner.
A Louisiana sheriff says a man accused of riding a mower on someone else's land turned out to be a fugitive from Utah who had lived in Louisiana for 11 years. Lafourche Parish Sheriff Craig Weber said yesterday that deputies stopped 49-year-old Richard Schleininger. After seeing him ride his mower past several no trespassing signs, Weber says the man gave a false name, but fingerprints identified him as being wanted in Bountiful on assault and theft charges from 2003 and 2004. The sheriff says Utah authorities plan to extradite Schleininger. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.